You Can Handle Anything, episode number 358. Welcome to the You Can Handle Anything podcast. I'm your host, Shira Gura, and I know firsthand what it feels like to get hijacked by your emotions. This podcast is dedicated to helping you recognize when you get emotionally stuck, a situation that is surprisingly difficult to identify from the inside. And I'll share with you practical strategies for navigating these tough moments, enabling you to transition from impulsive reactions to thoughtful responses. Together, we'll navigate beyond these challenges, enabling you to fully cherish the moments and people in your life. Let's get started. Hello, my dear listeners, and thank you so much for joining me today. So I am so excited because in just about 3 weeks or so, I am going to be sharing with you some big news that I've been working quite hard on for the last couple of months. I'm basically restructuring my work in order to enable more people to learn my tools, to engage with me on a regular basis, and to be part of a community of people from around the world who are also using these tools so that you can feel supported and not alone. And I just cannot wait to tell you more about it, but for now, that's all I'm going to share. But please stay tuned because it's all going to be happening in April, which is just a few weeks away. Okay, for now, I have a story for you, as I almost do every week. But before I share the story, I have a question. I want you to think about your life, your family life, your work life, maybe life with friends, I'm not sure. I want to ask you a question. Do you ever find yourself trying to manage other people? Like manage what they say, manage what they do, manage how they act. Maybe you try to get them to act differently. Maybe you try to get them to be more of a certain way. Maybe you try to get them to apologize. Do you ever find yourself doing that? If yes, you're not alone. I think it's a pretty common human thing that we do, and I think we do this to feel more in control of difficult situations. But the problem is, people don't like to be managed. They just don't. I mean, do you? Do you like to be managed by other people? My guess is you don't. And the truth of the matter is, the other problem is, when we are managing other people, we're likely not managing ourselves, which is actually the most important thing in any moment that we can do. We always have to manage ourselves before anything else, and yet somehow we seem to forget that. We do the complete opposite. Okay, so here's my story for you. Last week, someone in our neighborhood wrote in our community neighborhood group, it's like a text group, that she made some, I think it's called tzatziki. I don't know if I'm saying it right, but it's basically that salted yogurt and cucumber dip. And it has like olive oil in it and garlic and lemon juice and herbs. Anyway, so this person wrote in the group that she made a bunch of it and she had a lot of leftover and would anyone like it? Really nice gesture, right? I just love my neighborhood. Anyway, so I was in my office when I saw the text message come in, but I didn't respond because I didn't want it. But when I walked into the house a few hours later, I saw my husband, but I didn't see the kids. So I asked him where they were, and he told me that one of them went over to get this tzatziki. And my first reaction to that was, wait a minute. But he didn't respond in the group message saying like, yeah, I want some, because that's usually like, you know, what happens. Anyway, so my point is, I didn't see that. So I said, oh, well, did you tell her that you wanted it? Meaning like, did you send like a personal message saying like, I'd love some, I'm sending the kid over. And he said, no, I just told Amir, who's our son, I just told Amir to go get it. And I'm like, what? You sent the kid to get something who has no clue about even what this is because he's not in the group, right? It's just for the adults. I'm like, what? Like, anyway, like a few moments later, Amir walks in, he brings it, and my husband starts eating it. And I'm like, are you going to like write to her and say thank you? And he kind of looked at me like, you know, leave me alone. And he's like, why are you telling me what to do? That was a really easy question, actually, right? I'm like, well, It's kind of obvious because you don't know the right way to act. And if I don't tell you how to act, right, you're not going to, like, you weren't thinking of writing to her a thank you note, right? Am I right? And he looked at me and he's like, yeah, you're right. So I said, yeah, that's exactly why I'm telling you to do this, because you don't know. So you're going to write to her, right? You're just going to say thank you, right? And he picked up his phone and he started to write to her and he saw that I was watching him and he said, you know, you don't have to be doing this. Like right now, you could stop what you're doing. You realize that, right? And in that moment, my husband helped me realize that I was stuck. I truly was. I was stuck on disappointment among probably many other emotions. Did I have to say those things to him? Did I have to micromanage him? No, I didn't. I considered that he had a point. I didn't have to keep going on and manage him like he's my child. I really could just let this go. It wasn't my business anyway. Why was I sticking my nose in it? And you know what I said to him, which hardly ever happens, but it did this time. I said, you know what? You're right. And I apologized for micromanaging him. And I held myself in kindness for slipping into that stuck spot. And that was it. With the help of the unstuck method, I felt better instantly, and we were able to move on without this tiny little thing festering. So grateful, right? The following morning, I saw that there was some tzatziki left, so I had a taste, and it was yum. So I grabbed a few crackers and some vegetables, and it turned into my breakfast. And you know what I did right after I finished eating? I wrote to my neighbor a thank you note for the tzatziki. And while I kind of wanted to ask her in the same message, you know, I'm kind of curious, did Boaz write a thank you to you? I didn't, because I didn't need to. It really had nothing to do with me. And so, my dear listeners, where in your life would you like to get unstuck from micromanaging someone in your life? Where can you imagine experiencing a bit more freedom in your life if you would just consider that? Oh, I just can't wait to share with you about this community that I am creating so that we can continue this conversation together in real time and with other people around the world. Hang tight, please. It is coming soon. Thank you so much for choosing to be with me today. Wishing you a wonderful rest of your week. And remember, you can handle anything. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the You Can Handle Anything podcast. If this podcast adds value to your life, I would be so grateful if you could spare 30 seconds to do three things. 1, follow or subscribe to the podcast. 2, leave me a rating on whatever podcast app you listen on. And 3, share an episode with a friend. Your support keeps the podcast thriving, and for that, I am truly grateful. I look forward to being back with you next week.